Elon Musk just told the World Government Summit that a one world government is not such a good idea.
Hey guys, study after study shows that if you want strong bones and muscles, healthy hair, skin, teeth, and nails, you need the five types of collagen in your diet. I get mine from BioTrust. I've got a link in the description with a massive discount, and it'll tell you all about it.
All right, a lot of people are applauding what Elon Musk said today. He basically spoke out against the idea of a one world government at, wait for it, the World Government Summit. And he warned that a one world government could lead to a civilizational collapse. Let's take a listen.
One thing I should say, I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments.
Civilizational risk. Now, let me just pause real quick because I like what he says here. But we have to realize this is the guy who dressed as the devil's champion. This is the guy who's for universal basic income. This is the guy who wants you to ask your politician to institute carbon credits. This is the guy who set up Neuralink so that he can, you know, maybe today help those paralyzed people start to walk again and maybe into the future exercise total control over the mind. So this is a guy that you need to be cautious about, in my opinion. Not to mention that he was labeled by the World Economic Forum as a World Economic Forum young global leader. That doesn't sound like somebody who's on our side. However, when you're at the World Government Summit and you're saying, hey, I don't think this one world government idea is so hot. Because basically he's saying you're going to put all your eggs into one government basket. Well, what if the plan fails? Then all of civilization fails. At least, you know, 100, 200 years ago or even now, when one government fails, the other governments can continue to thrive and go on. And by governments, I mean civilizations. Because we know, you know, just real quick, government is the idea that a person or a group of people has the right to rule you. And you have the obligation to obey their rulership, or you will, in their minds, in the minds of the people who are governing or controlling other people, you can be rightly punished. So government is a fiction. The idea that somebody has a higher claim over your life and property than you is a fiction. The idea that somebody has the right to rule you without your consent and against your will is a fiction. It's a fiction based on immorality. And what he's saying is, if you accumulate power, if you centralize power in one government, and then you know, he doesn't talk about the one world currency or anything like that, but let's say that currency fails. Then everybody who's instituted that currency, and if it's a one world government, it's everybody, then everybody fails. It's not a regional fail, it's a global fail. And that's what he's warning against. And I think that's an even keel, appropriate, measured response to a one world government at the World Government Summit.
If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, that really all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. And so, say like while Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and so you had like the sort of caliphate doing incredibly well while Rome was doing terribly. And that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements.
So it sounds like he's trying to make these people think. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people, especially if you're in a position of power, especially if you're in a position to actually benefit from a one world government. Because let's face it, if you want to accumulate power, if you want to centralize power and put it in the hands of a few, that means that's going to be at the expense of the many. The many will suffer and the few will benefit. Anytime you have a centralization of power, and besides that, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts anyway. Regional power corrupts. State power corrupts. Federal power corrupts. Countrywide or national power corrupts. Can you imagine worldwide power? What corrupting, corrosive influence a worldwide corrupting influence of power can have on a person or individuals who are in the driver's seat of that one world government? It would be catastrophic to the entire world and to the inhabitants of the entire world.
And many scientific advancements. And so I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a world, of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then if the whole thing may collapse.
And with the one world government, who gets to make the rules? Who gets to stamp into existence the laws? Who gets to be the regulator of the world? Is one power going to regulate China and Russia and Canada and the United States and Mexico? Who's going to do that? We have the UN already. We have this global body that's trying to govern the entire world. How's that working out for us? It doesn't work out very well at all. As a matter of fact, they've uncovered massive levels and layers of corruption in the UN.
I'm obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse and humanity keeps moving forward.
Civilizational diversity. Let me know what you think about what Elon Musk said there. I tend to agree with a lot of what he says, but I'm cautious because, like I said, World Economic Forum, young global leader, he wants universal basic income. Universal basic income. Think about that. Mass theft on basically a global scale. Carbon credits. He wants carbon credits for every country. That means taxes are going to rise on the poor, the poorest among us. And not to mention that he's the devil's champion. So let me know what you guys have to say about that. I think it's interesting that supposedly one of the richest men, or the richest man in the world, they say, personally, if you know his name, he's not the richest man in the world, but nevertheless, the supposed richest man in the world became a stick in the mud, a fly in the ointment to the World Government Summit by saying, hey, we need to put the brakes on this idea of a one world government because we're talking about a civilizational collapse. If we don't maintain distinctions and borders and decentralize, I think we're heading in the wrong direction. I don't see how anybody could argue with that. But if you have an argument against it or for it, you agree with what he said. If you disagree with what he said, leave your thoughts about this for the world and the global thought police in the comment section below. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know. And don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. If you want to support the channel, just grab a hard-hitting conversation starting design you can get from the store and put on a shirt, hoodie, mug, cell phone case, whatever you want. We got a brand new original design in the store. I'm American. I have the right to bear arms. Your approval is not required. Your purchase helps support the channel. I will see you guys in the next heavily censored shadow ban video.
While we have time and it still retains some of its perceived value, maybe it'd be a good idea to convert your worthless fiat into valuable, storable food. Don't be the one who waits till the food riots start happening. You don't want to be fighting panicking people in the store over that last jar of peanut butter. At Prepare with High Impact Flicks, you can get up to 3 air and watertight gasket sealed ammo cans, each filled with a 4-week emergency supply. 7 food varieties, 2,000 calories a day, 284 servings, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and each meal comes in a resealable, heavy-duty, 4-layered pouch. And it's got a 25-year shelf life. Every order of a 4-week supply gets you $100 off plus free shipping. Here's how simple it is to make. I'm going to cook up some Granny's home-style potato soup. People are going to think I'm a culinary hero. You open the pouch, boil 4.5 cups of water, stir the contents, simmer on low heat for 15 to 20 minutes, take it off the heat, then let it set for 2 to 3 minutes before you serve it up.
Man, this stuff's so good. People are going to think Granny stopped by and filled your kitchen with a whole bunch of love.
Well, if Granny does stop by, she's going to fill your behind with a whole bunch of buckshot if you keep talking with your mouth full. Wipe your dang beard off. It's It's embarrassing.
So maybe convert some of your worthless fiat into valuable food while you still can. Order now and get $100 off of up to 3 4-week emergency food supplies at preparewithhighimpactflix.com. The link is in the description.